is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
It already sounds like one of the very noisy Shelby County gymnasiums here tonight. We are at Greenville. Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We travel on the road tonight, Friday night, high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com. Featuring Sydney and Greenville from the home of the Green Wave here in Dark County. It's a very big game. Greenville 3-1 in the GWAC North. A game behind Trotwood. Sydney 2-2. A game back of Greenville in order to catch Trotwood, which has beaten both Sydney and Greenville. The Yellow Jackets must win on the road here tonight, then beat Trotwood back at Sydney the first Friday of February. Sydney 10-4 overall, Greenville 7-5. Not a whole lot of difference between these two clubs, Chuck, when you look at the stats. Even Steven, Sydney 62 a game, Greenville 64. I like Sydney's chances tonight, Chuck. If they can live up to the defense, the Yellow Jackets have been playing a defensive yield of only 53 points per outing this year. Good enough for second best in the entire GWAC among the 18 schools, the best in the GWAC North. Greenville's got some hot shots. Clay Giozzi is averaging 24 points a game. 6'6", Isaiah Gable on the inside. He's an outstanding performer. Sydney's got to be at the top of its game. Well, I'll tell you, I think one of the big keys tonight for Sidney is Lorenzo Taborn. If he gets inside, catches the ball down on the block, there is absolutely nobody in the league that can stop him. The only person I've seen stop him is Lorenzo himself. And then on the outside, you've got Gallimore. That kid is a sharpshooter. If you let him set his feet, he will drill your face. And then you got the Gordon brothers, Andre and Alec. You've got Daryl McNeil. This is an incredibly talented athletic basketball team.
And if there is a team other than Trotwood in the GWAC North which can beat Greenville here at the Green Wave Court, it is Sidney. You're right. A lot of firepower for the Sidney Yellow Jackets. Both schools experiencing a big-time resurgence in high school basketball under head coach Andy Slaughter. Sidney is on the roll. Three of the four losses this year, Chuck, suffered by Sidney by a grand total of six measly points. Hey, if Sidney makes a few more free throws, the Yellow Jackets have just one loss and are state ranked. That's been Sidney's Achilles heel. Only 54% at the stripe. Greenville shooting at a 70% clip.
Right, and that will kill you down the stretch in basketball games. We've seen Sidney twice. We saw them play against Bell Fountain real early, and then we saw them in a huge shootout against Piqua. And that game, Piqua got a big lead. Yep. Sidney came all the way back, but they just expended too much energy down the stretch. And Taborn didn't give him anything until the fourth quarter, and then the kid went crazy and then fouled out right at the end of the game at regulation, so he wasn't in there. I don't give Piqua much of a chance when they go to Sidney on the second.
Well, Sidney is led by Cameron Gallimore. He's the hot shot guard, the senior, averaging nearly 15 points a game. He is a 50% shooter from the floor. He is just under that on three-pointers, believe it or not. He is a magnificent young man in stroking the three ball from downtown. Nearly an 80% free throw shooter is Gallimore. Andre Gordon at 12.5 points a game, just under 3 points less than Gallimore. Andre, a 47% shooter from the floor, twos and threes this year. We might note that Andre is one of the weaker free throw shooters on the Yellow Jackets, and that's a category in which Sidney must improve tonight if Sidney is to win this game.
Well, Andre is a freshman.
Yes.
And he gets these points because he is such a quick, athletic kid. The shooting will come for him, so
right.
I don't think the coaching staff is incredibly worried about that.
Clay Chiozzi, as we noted, better than 24 points a game for Greenville. All-time leading scorer in Greenville basketball history. He is a marksman from all over the court. 52.5% on threes for Chiozzi. And he shoots foul shots at better than 75%. He's backed up by Isaiah Gable, 6'6 on the inside. Just a hair under 20 points a game. A 51% shooter from the floor, 38% on threes. He's at 82% from the stripe. If Sidney's going to foul someone tonight, Chuck, it can't be Chiozzi or Gable. They are nearly automatic.
Well, it sounds like it, and I'll tell you, if you're shooting over 50% on threes, you are one heck of a shooter.
What a 2 or 3 year period here by head coach Mike Bayshore at Greenville. He's been at the helm now for four. Last season, 18 wins for the Green Wave, most ever in basketball history for Greenville. And last season, Greenville experienced, for the first time in better than 50 years, a crown, a title. It won the GWAC North. How about that? Basketball is back, going strong at both Sidney and Greenville. And this game has added importance tonight because a lot's at stake in the GWAC. The team that wins hangs around in the race. It would be Greenville's second setback in the GWAC North if Sidney were to win. Sidney has to win, no doubt about it, or the Yellow Jackets go down for the third time in the GWAC North, having been beaten by Trotwood and Piqua, as you mentioned, on the road at Garber Gym.
Yeah, if you lose the third one tonight in the league, Trotwood isn't going to lose three games in the GWAC North.
No.
That's a fact. So it's a huge game. It's a huge game for both, because I'm not sure that Trotwood's going to lose two games in the league. But to have a chance, you need to win this game tonight, whichever side you're on.
I think pace is a factor. I think tempo is important. Sidney wants to step it up. Greenville maybe, hey, Sydney, not quite so fast.
Well, I mean, possibly, but Sydney plays a good defense like you talked about, and the best way to beat a good defense is to beat them down the floor.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to watch the first quarter, but I'm going out on a limb and say I'm pretty sure Sydney's going to be quicker and they're going to be faster, but Greenville, I think they're going to need to beat them down the floor. They're going to need to be able to handle the basketball against Sydney's pressure. Sydney's going to full-court press. They're going to half-court trap. They're going to play man. They're going to play zone, and you better recognize what they're in and not have empty possessions trying to figure out what Sydney's doing to you defensively.
Yeah, good points, Chuck. Sydney, a very good defensive team. Three times as many steals out on the floor this year as Greenville. And Sydney, among the 18 schools in the GWAC, is ranked 7th in rebounding. Greenville down the line at 15th. So we'll watch closely the rebounding margin. Sydney, perhaps a better chance of getting second chance opportunities in this game tonight, which could, in the end, be a big factor.
Well, I mean, you talk about scoring points. Greenville needs to get the ball down and beat the defense down, and Sydney needs to put up two and three shots at a time down the floor and take advantage of the size that they have. And again, I'm going back to Taborn. If that kid comes out to play tonight, Greenville has no one that's going to be able to stop him.
Well, Lorenzo's got to play D. You're right, down inside. He's got to score some points as well. It will be interesting to see if anyone does get in foul trouble. And if someone does, is it Gable or is it Taborn down on the block? Which team's big man gets two personal fouls earlier?
And talk about rebounding. I tell you, Alec Gordon is 6'2". That kid plays like he's 6'6", and he is a man out there on the basketball court.
This is going to be one heck of a game. It's going to be noisy. We are in row 13 of 14 rows.
Lucky 13.
Yep. We've got a great vantage point looking right down at the scorer's table below us. We're not far back off the floor either. Wouldn't mind covering a game here once every week or two. This is a beautiful location. Spectators in front of us, though, may very well stand. So at times, we might have a little difficulty seeing the court, at least the half of it that runs horizontally on the near side.
Well, I figure unless you're listening to us on the phone, we can make it up anyway.
Vertically from one baseline to the other baseline, this doesn't appear to be a 94-foot floor. There are a few in the area, though.
Well, Pick was 94. Fort Laramie's 94.
The one over at Coldwater is 94 as well.
Right.
This one, I think, is less than 90. So these two clubs will get up and down, lickety-split. And don't be surprised if it takes 65 or 70 points to win this game. That it should be a very, very good one. Both teams shooting around. Greenville to our left, Sydney to our right. I see 1, 2, 3, 4 empty seats, Chuck, and that's it.
And I think they're out getting concessions. So. No, this place is absolutely packed. Sydney brought a heck of a crowd.
Sure did.
This is a place where, if you've never been to Greenville High School, the stage at the far end of the gym down there is a real tough place to play.
Yeah.
And when I coached at Pick, when we came here, they used to have the benches switched. And I always said, if this was my gym, I would want the visiting team going into my students and then the stage in the second half. And Greenville has switched it. And now Sydney will be going into the crowd in the second half.
Yeah, there are about, 10, 12 rows on the stage. And the top three or four rows of students can actually peer through the glass in the backboard.
And no matter what you say, it's distracting to have people up there yelling, screaming, and waving their hands. It's distracting to you.
Oh, sure it is. I can remember as a student at Middletown High School, we played on the road at Portsmouth every year. There was a stage at one end, a basket at that end, of course. The basket didn't hang from the ceiling. The basket was on the stage, and it got shaken a little bit. Yes, it did. It shook when you, as a visiting team, were at the free throw line in the fourth quarter.
Home court advantage.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, McCall Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, and a new location in Troy on Chapel Hill, U.S. Bank. 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. We'll highlight the remainder of our underwriting sponsors, another dozen of them in a moment. We'll also give you the starters and have the opening tip-off when we come back. It's Sydney on the road at Greenville, a crucial GWAC North game tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
And as well tonight, thanks so much to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Hickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Thank you, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The In-Between, south of Bodkin's, where the food is not in between. It's out of this world. And thanks to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, eight expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Starting lineups being introduced down below for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Daryl McNeil, 6'1", senior at a wing. Cameron Gallimore, 5'10", senior at guard. Lorenzo Taborn in the middle, 6'5", senior. Andre Gordon and Alec Gordon round out the starting five. Andre, a freshman, over 12 points a game. Alec, a 6'2" junior. Head coach Andy Slaughter has done a remarkable job. He's got the Sydney basketball team playing at a very high level right now. Opening five for the Greenville Green Wave is as follows. Devin Hendricks in the guard, a 5'10" junior. He's joined out there by Peter Bandy, a 6-foot junior wing player. Also starting, Aaron Rich, 6'3", a junior. He plays at a power forward. Clay Iozzi, 6'3", a senior. He roams all over the floor, mainly on the perimeter. He likes the three ball. And Isaiah Gable is at a forward, a 6-foot
6'6", Hitch Jr. Chiozzi better than 24 points a game. Gable just under 20. They are the co-captains for Greenville. Of course, the green wave, the home team in the white, green numerals. Green stripes down the sides of the shorts. Sydney on the road wearing black from top to bottom. Gold trim. Black numbers on black with a little gold piping around the numerals. Again, we cannot quite see the near sideline. And Chuck, once players stand, or I should say once fans stand in front of us, we may miss a good third of the court as we look from left to right, one end line to the other. We may not get a very good view if people are up on their feet.
Well, I brought some Skittles, so I think I can make them sit down.
Opening tip to start the game, won by the Sydney Yellow Jackets, who move from left to right. Gallimore's got the ball, top of the key, picked up by Hendricks. On a weave, it goes to Gordon through the lane. Pitch back out of the arc to Alec Gordon. It was on the way to Alec for the triple, and he pumps it in. Great start for Sydney. 3-0 Yellow Jackets. Draw first blood to open the game. Here's Greenville with the ball outside the arc straight away. Greenville has been a very rock-solid team at home this year. Here's a cross-court pass by Greenville. It was attempted down inside for Braden Russell, who starts. Braden Russell, a 6-foot senior, is on the floor. He is out there in place of Rich. Sydney deflected it away from him. Greenville throws it inbounds. It goes on the arc to Russell. Sydney doesn't guard him very closely. Now it's Chiozzi, 25 feet away. Look out. He guns it from that far. Makes it! Woo! Unbelievable here at the start. I said Chiozzi.
Gable.
I figured that's who it was. Clay Chiozzi. It wasn't. It was Isaiah Gable, who at 6'6". He shoots it from as deep as Chiozzi. Straight away, here is Andre Gordon trying to light it up behind the arc for Sydney. Missed it hard off the back brace. The rebound jammed out of bounds by Greenville. We talked about Greenville's prolific three-point shooting from a couple of tall players in the pregame. And right away, Gable shoots one in. And it was NBA length. Here is Sydney dribbling out back. It's Gallimore. Gallimore looks for a teammate. Alec Gordon can't find him. Hands off to Andre. Now to Alec, 25 feet away. Ball thrown to Gallimore. Near side. Hendricks on him like glue. Andre Gordon drives into the lane, hands off to Taborn down low, might have gotten away with a shuffle, missed it from point-blank range, got the rebound back, the ball is thrown to the driver, Alec Gordon down the lane, he pumps it up and in. Fine start for Alec Gordon, he's got 5, and there's the offensive rebounding edge to Sydney already.
No doubt.
Greenville with the ball, far left side of the floor. Dribble drive down the lane. It's Clay Chiozzi. He runs through a Sydney defender. Is it offensive or defensive? Foul against Sydney as Chiozzi probed the middle, knife through the lane. Yellow Jacket slid over beneath him. Chiozzi's got 2 free throws, and he is deadly from the stripe. 5-3 Sydney. Foul shot Chiozzi. Swish. Nothing but net. Clay Chiozzi for the Greenville Green Wave on the season. Well up over the 75% mark. And he puts both in right on the money.
One of the stats about Chiozzi is he has scored four double figures 41 straight games. That's impressive.
Miraculous. I bet he's on the floor tonight at least 30 minutes.
He needs to be.
Here's Taborn deep in the right corner for Sydney. Yes. He drives. Oh, a great wraparound pass to Alec Gordon, who shot to the basket from the left wing. Taborn found him. Boy, that's synergy right there, chemistry. 7-5, Sydney leads. Greenville, 4-court left. Clay Chiozzi behind the arc. Gives it off on the play to Braden Russell. Russell, 6'1", just a sophomore. Gives it up to Hendricks. Punched away by Sydney McNeil. McNeil flips it down to Gallimore. Driving layup, going too fast, and he missed it. Greenville's got the board. 4-court left on the arc. It's Gable. Gable gives it up to Chiozzi, and Chiozzi charges. Sydney fans right below is happy. Greenville people have frowns on their faces. Yep, Chiozzi picks up a personal for Greenville head coach Mike Bayshore's team. 5:19 to go first period, 7-5. Sydney in the lead by 2.
Here's Gallimore between the circles. 5'10 junior guard Hendricks guards Gallimore. That'll be a good matchup all night. Ball thrown on the plate. Andre Gordon. Look at Andre go. Cutting through the lane. Shovels it to the backboard with the left hand from a good 7 or 8 feet out on the floor. And he made it look easy.
Well, he's got Giozzi on him, and he took him to the basket knowing that Giozzi has to lay off just a little bit.
Uh-oh. Here's Greenville, four court to our left. Behind the screen, Clay Giozzi, 23 feet away, buries it. And it's 9-8. High-scoring first quarter. Gallimore shoots into the lane for Sidney. Pulls up, jump shot, 12-footer, hit the ring, no good. Rebound Gable of Greenville, which is down by a point. Up the floor to Giozzi. Ball thrown right corner to Gable. Shot deflected by Taborn. As the shooter, Gable didn't get off the ground very far. The ball trickles to the timeline. There's a football pileup as these two clubs start the fifth quarter of the gridiron game this year, won by Greenville 13-12. Timeout is called, 4:19 left in the opening period. 9-8 Sidney on scores.broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sidney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Sidney Yellow Jackets, Chuck, with a score to settle against Greenville. The Green Wave have beaten the Yellow Jackets six straight times by an average of 20 points per game.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yep, six in a row by Greenville over Sidney over the last three seasons. And Greenville has beaten Sidney by double digits in five of those six, and a couple of them by around the 30 differential. Here is Sidney attacking to our right. McNeil hands on the arc to Alec Gordon. Spots up, doesn't shoot. Gets physical in the paint against Gable. Gave it up to a teammate. Right back to Alec. Spinning and hitting. Oh, what a great start by Alec Gordon. 11-8 in favor of Sidney. Alec Gordon with 9 already.
He's got 9 of the 11. His brother got the other two.
Here is Greenville with the ball to her left, deep in the left corner. It is Cody Bird, 5'10 senior guard, in. He's got the ball on the baseline. Gave it up to Hendricks on the arc. Good pressure by Sidney. Clearly a travel.
Lost his balance. He started to lean into the defender. The defender backed up, and he lost his balance and took a step.
11-8 Yellow Jackets. Here's McNeil up over the timeline for Sidney. Now Andre Gordon pitches on top to Gallimore. Gallimore was the beneficiary of a screen which may not have been set.
McNeil set it. Took a step sideways and created the contact.
Right in front of the official. That's not going to be ignored ever. Greenville down 3 with the ball. 3:15 left to go in the first quarter. And Greenville stymied momentarily at the defensive end. Head coach Mike Bayshore gets a timeout. Just over 3 to play in the first quarter. Yellow Jackets lead by 3 on scores.broadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with 2 grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order 2. Frisch's Big Boy.
Devin Rogers is checked in now for the Sidney Yellow Jackets. 6'2" tall, just a sophomore. Heck of a football player and basketball as well is Devin. He's head coach Andy Slaughter's Mr. Sixth Man, a super sub. Here's Greenville working the ball around. Out of the top of the circle, it's Giozzi. Hit the cutter Bird down the lane. He got too far below the backboard and pitched it back out on top to Gable. Gable starts a drive down the lane. The 6'6 player fumbled the basketball. It's on the hardwood. There's a tie-up, and Greenville will still keep it with 2:45 to go in the first quarter.
Well, Giozzi's going to see a whole bunch of McNeil defensively, and he's going to see Alec Gordon defensively, and so far they're doing a pretty good job of keeping him from getting the ball.
Here is Hendricks out of bounds for Greenville. Throws it into Gable.
on top to Bird. Sidney lets him shoot. Dribble drive down the lane, blocked on the play by Sidney. Recovered out at the foul line, though, by Aaron Rich, 6'3 junior for Greenville. On the arc to Bird. Sidney clearly not guarding the guard, Cody Bird, very tightly. Hendricks, 25 feet away, moves to the foul line, navigates the middle, throws it to Bird in the right corner, straight away to Rich, foul line. Oh, a nifty pass down inside to Hendricks. Hendricks takes to the basket and scores.
Well, they got the scatter court going. Sidney got out of position defensively, and they found him under the basket.
Good play by Devin Hendricks. He made himself available in space, baseline left. Good assist, field goal Hendricks. Sidney, forecourt to a right. Again, victims of a moving screen.
Alec Gordon, that is his second.
Yep, Alec Gordon with 9 points. Very productive scoring in this game so far. In 6 minutes, 9 points, but 2 fouls.
Yeah, and he's such a strong player that officials see the screens that he sets.
Here is Greenville, forecourt to our left. Giozzi near midcourt. Giozzi dribble drive, left corner, gives to Gable. Gable overshoots a long one, didn't catch iron. Sidney's got the unmolested rebound. Here's Andre Gordon down the floor to Gallimore. Gives it up to McNeil. Back to Gallimore. Spots up for the three. Barely caught iron. Rebound taken down by Russell of Greenville. In backcourt to Giozzi. Giozzi to Hendricks. Hendricks with a line drive triple from way outside. Missed it off the back brace. The rebound knocked up onto the stage by Greenville. No, by Sidney. It's Greenville ball. Minute 24 to go in the first. 11-10 Sidney. Baseline right of the hoop. Hendricks finds an open player, Russell, on the block. Hands to a teammate. Other side of the lane. Shot no good by Rich, but he's hammered on the elbow. 2 free throws for Aaron Rich. Green wave, a chance to go on top here. Sidney has not trailed in this game. 2 made free throws would give the Green wave its first lead. The shot by Rich up and in. We're tied up at 11. Russell out for Greenville. Bird back in. He and Hendricks man the guards. Rich, Gable, and Giozzi up front. Second foul shot, Aaron Rich, is no good. Off the heel. Long rebound, Giozzi. Stripped away by Sidney, and the Yellow Jackets have it. Down to a minute 12 to go in the first quarter. Scoring pace has slowed down the last 2 minutes. High left, McNeil flips it cross court to Gallimore. Here's a step back triple by him. Bullseye, he's got it.
Incredibly quick release.
Cameron Gallimore. Boy, he flips it up there in a heartbeat. 14-11, Sidney leads. That was a good play by Sidney as Gallimore gave up the ball, flared to the other side of the floor behind the screener. Got the ball back in a skip pass, and he buried it. 40 seconds to go, first period. Greenville behind by 3 points with the ball. Hendricks fakes right, goes left, drives baseline. Dumps a pass off to Bird. Bird barges down the lane. He's fouled, pounded on the arm. 2 free throws for Greenville with 33 ticks to go in the first quarter.
Now they're going to get ready to go to the free throw line for the 5th and 6th time here in the first quarter. Sidney hadn't been there yet.
Fouls mounting up on the visiting team as Greenville has been at the stripe already in this first quarter. How many times, Chuck?
Yeah, they're 4 or 5 right now. That was the 2nd foul on Rogers. He didn't play very long. Got his 2nd. Has to sit back down.
Rogers 2, Alec Gordon 2. 2nd free throw by Greenville. Up and in by Bird. He's got 2 more. 14-13. Sidney up 1. 28 seconds to go in the first. Here comes Andre Gordon, timeline, left side pass to Gallimore, dropped it, picked it up. High screen set by Taborn. 19 seconds to go, first quarter, Sidney up 1. Andre Gordon's got a crease, drives into the lane, fadeaway 14-footer, in and out, no good. Long rebound, Gallimore, Gallimore's got it behind the arc. 17-13, Sidney. 5 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Giozzi. Bounce pass, left corner, Bird for a triple try. Missed it off the iron. Rebound, Sidney. Quarter closes. Standing O from the Sidney cheering section directly in front of us here at the Greenville Gym. Jackets up 4 after a quarter on scores.broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
A very entertaining, exciting first quarter of play here at the Green Wave Gym. Sydney leads Greenville 17-13. We start period number two, Sydney possession. Andre Gordon's got the ball top of the circle. Yellow Jackets substituting Isaiah Bowser on the floor. 6'1" sophomore starts to drive down the lane, crammed on the play by Greenville. Green Wave throw it the length of the court to Hendricks. Hendricks can't get off a shot. He throws it back out near the timeline. Taken there by Giozzi. Giozzi dribbles, whips a pass to the cutter down below the rim. It's Gable. The pass is too hot to handle.
Yeah, he wasn't going to be able to do anything with that if he caught it.
17-13, Sydney in the lead by 8 points. So many thanks to Goffney Furniture. Goffney in Sydney, Route 47, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. That is west of I-75 in Sydney. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Goffney with high-quality furniture priced just right at prices you can afford within your budget. Here is Sydney attacking Lorenzo Taborn in the paint. Turnaround Jay, no good. Got the rebound back and roll it in. Good work by Lorenzo. You mentioned, Chuck, in the pregame how strong Lorenzo Taborn is. He has been a big bundle to handle so far for Greenville. Green Wave shooter on the arc. It's Gable, gets a screen, tries to line it up from three-point territory. Rimmed it, no good. Rebound Sydney. Down the floor, Andre Gordon. Off balance in the lane. Short, no good. Taken down by the Green Wave. It's Giozzi. Greenville down 6. A minute and a half gone, second quarter. Oh, look at that drive. Giozzi hits Gable. Gable banked it in on the run.
That's pretty impressive.
Wow. Outstanding maneuver by 6'6 Isaiah Gable as he sliced into the paint like a 5'10 guard might. Gable with high loft on the shot. And he kissed that one in off the backboard. Bounced on the rim twice, fell through. Sydney attacking. Similar shot tried the other way by Andre Gordon. It's no good. Rebound on the inside. Taborn got the board. Another hoop for him. He's dynamite the last two trips down. Greenville not handling Lorenzo Taborn on the glass. 21-15. Greenville down 6. Sydney at the defensive end. Letting Hendricks shoot. Spots up on the 3. Missed it off the heel. Long rebound in the corner. Taborn. Outlet to Gallimore. Gallimore 1-on-3. Bounce pass right corner. Andre Gordon. Thought about the triple. Didn't let it fly. Taborn straight on. He shoots the 3. Good! Good! Lorenzo Taborn is doing it every which way right now. Wow. What a game for Lorenzo. 9-point lead, Sydney. Greenville back down the floor in a heartbeat. Long triple try. Giozzi missed it off the flange. Ball rebounded there by Greenville. Rich, baseline left, maneuvers. Looked like he might have walked. Foul, Sydney. Two shots for Rich, who appeared to me, Chuck, to maybe take some steps. 5:11 to go, second quarter, 9-point lead, Sydney. Free throw by Aaron Rich of Greenville is in. 24-16 in favor of Sydney. Greenville was up 9 here at the 5:11 mark. Foul shot by Rich makes it an 8-point game. Second one, Aaron Rich. In and out, no good. Wouldn't have counted anyway because he fell over the free throw line too early.
Yeah, that's just silly. Keep your balance. There's no reason to go across. You might bank one in if you shoot it wrong.
Well, what a start to the first quarter by Alec Gordon for Sydney. Great second quarter, Lorenzo Taborn for Sydney.
Well, when you watch, I mean, he's a huge kid, and when you watch him warm up, he's got great range.
Here's a bad pass by Sydney as Andre Gordon tried to heave it from one side of the floor to the other over the top of the circle. Greenville picked it off. A run out the other way, but Green Wave is spoiled by a Sydney foul at the rim. And Hendricks has got two more free throws. Seems like every time you look down, Chuck, Greenville is at the stripe.
He was passing the ball. How are they calling that a shot?
Don't know. Confusing. Free throw by Hendricks is up and in for Greenville, which, as I noted during the pregame, shoots fouls at a 75% clip.
Well, they've outscored. They're down seven, and they've outscored Sydney by seven from the free throw line. It would be kind of a rout right now if they weren't shooting so many free throws.
Yeah, the field goal difference is major so far. Second free throw by Hendricks. Sticks on the back rim and falls off into the lap of Alec Gordon, who's back on the floor now for Sydney, which is up 7, 24-17, 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Here's Andre at the Green Wave logo at midcourt. Goes to Gallimore, outside the arc on the left. Dribble drive down the right side of the lane, around two Greenville players, and he draws a foul, taking it to the cup. Nice work by Gallimore, and Sydney's at the free throw line. 24-17 Greenville, 4.5 to go, second quarter. Gallimore, a sharp shooter at the stripe himself, makes it. Just under 80% on the season, 25-17. Sydney's got the 8-point cushion back. Second foul shot upcoming for Cameron Gallimore of Sydney, and he's got them both. A lot of rim on that one, but it stayed in there. 26-17. Sydney ahead by 9, 4:23 to go, second quarter. Hendricks on a weave, out back for Greenville. Hendricks gives it up on the play to Giozzi. Giozzi wing right, awkward jump shot. There is a whistle down on the floor as Greenville tried to storm in from the corner to get the rebound on the missed attempt and ran over a Sydney player. Well, maybe the fouls will start to even up. We get some Bronx cheers here from the Sydney spectators.
He just ran right over top of him. That was no type of offensive play right there.
4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Taborn, low post left for Sydney. Ducks under Russell. Couldn't make the shot. Might have gotten away with a walk. Taken away by Greenville. Here come the Green Wave. 3-on-1. Missed on the inside the Gable. Loose ball left corner. And it's picked off on the play by Giozzi of the Green Wave. Tries to make a blind pass. Intercepted by Taborn. Loops it to Alec Gordon in the left corner, and Greenville gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds. Inbounding is Sydney. Baseline left of the goal. It's Gallimore with 3:44 to go in the second, and Sydney is ahead by 9, 26-17. Here's a bad pass. Goes over the timeline. Greenville attacking. Giozzi, spin move in the lane. Shot blocked, but a foul. Errant throw by Sydney, resulting in two more free throws for the Green Wave.
Well, you tend to think when you just throw the ball long on an inbound back into your backcourt, no one's going to go get it. Giozzi went and got it.
How many free throws shot by Greenville? Two more here, Chuck. No good by Giozzi.
That was the 11th. This will be the 12th.
And we have only played a quarter and a half. Second free throw, Clay Giozzi of Greenville. 6'3" tall, high arch, and he drills it. 26-18. Sydney in the lead by 8. Andre Gordon walks it to midcourt slowly. He's picked up 25 feet away by Giozzi. High screen set by McNeil. Andre doesn't use it. 3:20 to go, second quarter. Here's a deflection. Steal Greenville. Run out the other way. Slam dunk by Gable. Missed it. Greenville got it back. Gable has his shot blocked, but a foul is called. Frenetic action in the last 15 seconds. Sydney's gotten a bit careless. whipping the ball around. Last couple trips down. Greenville missed the dunk. Gable had it shoot off the back iron. And trampoline all the way out to the top of the key. Greenville got it back, fed it down into Gable again. And he was smacked hard. First free throw, good. Second shot, Gable. It rimmed out to the left.
He missed them both.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On top of that, that was the third foul on Andre Gordon.
Ooh, I'm sorry, Chuck. I had my head down.
Yeah, he missed the first one, too. Just exactly the same shot.
Both rimmed out. And Sydney got the board. Up eight, 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Straight away, shot fake Alec Gordon, a weave to McNeil. McNeil dances into the lane, all the way to the rim, left it short. No good, too bad. Rebound Rich of Greenville. Outlet down the floor to Gable. Gable is fumbling the basketball. Now it's on the deck in the corner. And we've got a pile up at the three-yard line. With 2:45 to go in the second, 26-18, Sydney Yellow Jackets haven't made a bucket now in nearly 2 minutes. We're back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank home equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
West Sydney's been generous, fouling Greenville a lot here lately, though, in this game in the second period, Chuck. The Green Wave have not capitalized.
They've missed one, two, three. They've missed five here in the second quarter.
Here's Hendricks inbounding into the lane to Rich. Greenville took it out beneath the basket. Then Rich hands off to Hendricks, who comes out to the timeline. Ball thrown ahead of the key. It's Gable. Gable with fluorescent lime green sneakers on. Gives it off to Rich. Back to Gable, 25 feet away. McNeil challenging him. Whistle sound below the basket. And we've got a moving offensive screen set away from the ball by a Green Wave player. And that one goes on Russell, who started this game tonight in place of Rich. Number two on him, Bird. A senior guard checks back in, 5'10", 12th grader for Greenville. 2:20 left to go in the second period. 8-point lead, Sydney. Here's Gallimore, head of the key, foul on extended right. Steps back, shoots the three, and launches it in. Aaron Gallimore on target. He's scorching the cords. 29-18. Boy, you give Gallimore an inch, he will cash in. Greenville now facing its biggest deficit, 11. Here's Giozzi, 25 feet away. He's doubled up. Dayborn comes out to hedge. Ball given to Gable. Gable steps into the paint. Looks like he's tied up cleanly by Gallimore. And believe it or not, the official rules, he hacked him.
Well, I think he tied him up initially, and when he pulled the ball back, his hand went down on the arm. It should have been a held ball.
My goodness, Greenville, Chuck, is going to have 20 free throws attempted by halftime. One and one for Gable. Up and good.
That's double bonus. That's how many fouls they've called.
He made the first one, gets the second one anyway because it is the double bonus.
They've only got four field goals here in the first half.
And Sydney's got, what, three times that many? At least twice that many, for sure.
2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Each foul shot by Gable up and good to make it a 29-20 game. Sydney stymied momentarily in backcourt by three-quarter court pressure from Greenville, and Sydney takes a timeout. So I was right, 11-4 in field goals. Sydney with almost three times as many buckets than Greenville, which is staying in this game at the foul stripe.
And five of those for Sydney are threes.
As I mentioned a moment ago, you can't go wrong at Gaffney Furniture. High-quality furniture priced within your budget at Gaffney Furniture in Sydney. Check out Gaffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for added savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Oh, look at McNeil sprinting down the floor, driving, leaves it to Taborn. Shot no good. Rebound, no red zone, no good. And Greenville snatches it finally. Good interference around the rim by Gable against Taborn, who couldn't get either one to go. Here's Gable deep in the right corner for Greenville, swatted out of bounds by Sydney with a minute 20 remaining in the half. Sydney up 9, 29-20. It's been as much as 11, 29-18. Hendricks set to inbound. Fires on the arc to a teammate. Now in a weave, it comes right back to Hendricks. Hendricks 25 feet away. In the game now for Greenville, off the bench is backup junior guard Trey Wood, 5 foot 10 inch backcourt player. Meanwhile, Gable just went airborne on a long three, airmailed it from 24 feet, way too hard. Rebound poked out of bounds in the corner. Sydney's got it. 56 seconds left in the half. High dribble by Bowser. Now to Gallimore. Comes off a screen. Shoots the three immediately. No good long. Rebound Greenville. Two on two break. Here's Rich. Baseline right. Doesn't shoot. Tries to find a cutter. And then throws it out of bounds. Good defense by Sydney, which corralled Rich of Greenville. He couldn't see very well. Good face guarding by the Jackets. Rich threw it away.
He was looking for Giozzi, and I'm telling you what, they've got that kid blanketed. He can't even catch the ball.
Suffocating defense by two and three different players for Sydney on Giozzi. Dribble drive by McNeil. Leaves it for Taborn on the arc. Taborn guns a three. Missed it off the back heel. Rebounded by Greenville with 25 seconds to go in the first half. And Sydney in the lead by nine. Scoring tempo is slowed down from the floor. Latter half of the second quarter. Here's a dribble drive down the lane. Giozzi, and he slashes right through the paint. Sydney strips it off the knee of Giozzi. Says one official. A second backs him up. The third referee says, nope, it's going to be Greenville ball.
I have to admit, I didn't see.
We're down to 16.6 to go in the second quarter. Greenville inbounding. Left of the goal, it's Wood. Fires into Rich in the lane. Maneuvers on Taborn. Wraparound pass to Wood. Short five-footer. Blocked on the play. Well done by Sydney. Give all the credit in the world to Devin Rogers for the D.
Boy, I tell you what, I don't know why they're going down to Hendricks and Wood in the paint because they're not going to get a shot off.
Nope, that ball was pounded out of bounds by Rogers. Six to go in the half. Ball thrown to Giozzi on the arc. Step back three. In and out. No good. Rebound jumper. Missed on the play by Greenville. The board was snared by Trey Wood, who got away a fadeaway shot from 12 feet out. He hit the deck after letting it go, and he's awarded two free throws with no time on the clock. Well, that's the way the foul situation has gone the entire first half. No good. He missed it. Sydney fans to our left applauding. We are right in the midst of the black and gold section. Second free throw. No good. Missed them both. Half is over. Up Greenville in the second quarter returned the favor to Sydney, which fouled frequently, but Greenville could not capitalize often enough. And Sydney still owns a 9-point advantage here at the half, 29-20. We're back with our Wilson Health halftime report in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market
in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Welcome back to Greenville High School, the home of the Green Wave. Sydney on the road tonight, a big GWOC North game. We've got the action for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Sydney 29, Greenville 20 at the break. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck?
I think the only thing that can derail the Yellow Jackets tonight is that they don't have any players left at the end to finish the game. Free throws, let's just go there first. Greenville, 9 of 18 from the free throw line, a team that shoots the ball much better than that. They have really struggled making free throws in the first half. Sydney only went twice, made them both. 15-9 rebounding advantage for Greenville. Kind of a surprise there. 5-4 on the offensive board. The Green Wave turned it six times. Sydney only turned it over twice in the first half. Individual scoring for the Wave. Giozzi has six. They got five from Gable, four from Rich, two each from Hendricks and Bird, and a free throw from Trey Wood. They scored 13-7, 20 in the first half. Sydney had three players that had terrific first-half scoring, led by Gallimore with 11. Alec Gordon had nine all in the first quarter, and Lorenzo Taborn had seven all in the second quarter. Sydney scored 17-12, 29-20 at the half.
You were so right, Chuck. Lorenzo Taborn looks like a grown man among very young men when he's down at the offensive end against Greenville.
Well, I think what we're going to see here in the second half is they're going to have him down there on the block, and they're going to make him be the person catching the basketball instead of being the one that has to go get rebounds. I don't think Greenville can do anything about it.
We expected Greenville to shoot a lot of free throws. That's playing out as we anticipated, although we didn't expect 18 shot fouls in the first half by Greenville. One thing that for sure is not playing out is Greenville shooting percentage at the stripe. 75% on the year as a team, not even close, and Sydney is saying thank you very much.
Yeah, they are, and Sydney made both of theirs, so I mean that was Gallimore. That's, if you're a Yellow Jacket fan, you want Gallimore. If you're going to go to the free throw line, that's the young man you want out there.
Good game, a lot of excitement, very entertaining. Sydney crowd on its feet every now and then right in front of us. Once in a while, this half of the court, from left to right, one end to the other, a little invisible to us, but we can see heads and numbers just about all the time, Chuck. I like working the game from here at Greenville.
Oh, me too. I mean, and actually, when the fans get up and they're going crazy, it just adds to the atmosphere. You don't see this a lot in Division I basketball, if you want to know the truth.
You're exactly right. Yep. We've got a full house here at Greenville tonight. The gymnasium seats about 1,500, and I bet there's at least 1,490 spectators in this gym.
It's packed. That's a fact.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thank you so much, Wilson Health. Halftime score, Sydney 29, Greenville 20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
The Yellow Jackets lead the Green Wave 29-20. We're 3 minutes away from the start of the second half. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 10 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' games, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each high school. Tonight for Sydney, it's senior cheerleader Britton Perea. She is the daughter of George and Kelly Nuss, or I should say Greg and Kelly Nuss. Britton's grade point average, 3.6. She is in the orchestra, plays violin and cello both, active in student government, volunteers at Dorothy Love. Britton Perea participates in mock trial. In addition, Business Professionals of America. She would like to go on to Bowling Green and major in computer science and business. And she added, when I asked her about pets, she said, I've got a couple little dogs, one named Scotch and one named Bella.
Nice.
For Greenville, we highlight senior cheerleader Serena Stastny, spelled S-T-A-S-T-N-Y. Serena owns a 3.8 GPA, daughter of Scott and Brandy Stastny. Played basketball last year for the Green Wave. Active in the club SAD, also science and Spanish clubs. She is the president of Varsity G. Active in National Honor Society and was this year's homecoming queen. And she'll go to the University of Cincinnati and pursue study in dental hygiene. And when I asked Serena, she said, I've got two dogs too, a couple of poodles, one named Polly, 8 years old, one named Gizmo, 9 years old, and she just secured another dog, a third one, named Pugsley. Pugsley is the third dog that's joined the Stastny family. Britton Perea, senior cheerleader at Sydney. Serena Stastny, senior cheerleader at Greenville. Under the spotlight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
The second half is underway from here at Greenville. Yellow Jackets by 9 over the Green Wave. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at the Greenville High School gym. A full house tonight. Very good game in progress. Here's Isaiah Gable out of the arc for Greenville. Doesn't shoot. instead whips a great pass down inside to Trey Wood. The guard catches low in the right near the basket and puts it up and in off the backboard. 39-32, Sidney up 7. Second half begins with Devin Rogers with the ball in the left corner for Sidney, and he makes a big-time spin move into the lane. He's whistled for a walk. 29-22, Sidney with 7. Sidney's biggest lead, it was 29-18 late in that second period. 25 feet away, Giozzi on a weave to Gable for Greenville. Giozzi working hard against Alec Gordon. Alex got some foul trouble, still guards closely. Ball thrown cross court to Hendricks, baseline right to Wood. Wood left open, and he bangs in a 15-footer. Trey Wood off the bench, igniting Greenville. 29-24, six straight points with a green wave spanning two quarters. Here's Andre Gordon, top of the circle. Gallimore gets around his defender, goes to the foul line, and hits a 15-footer. Gallimore, jump shot for Sidney. 31-24, that was just a two. We don't say that very often about Cameron shots that go in. That was a deuce, not a triple. Here's a drive down the lane by Hendricks of the green wave. High arc, way up off the top of the backboard. He was guarded tightly. Rebound by Sidney. Down the floor, Andre Gordon. Gordon out of control in the lane, stumbled, and that's a traveling violation.
He's lucky he didn't pick up his fourth foul on that one.
Let's recap the foul situation right now, Chuck, for Sidney.
Well, they've got Andre Gordon with 3, Alec Gordon with 2, Rogers with 2.
Here is Greenville with the ball. Baseline right, it's Rich. Rich catches a nice pass from Gable. Gallimore slides by for Sidney. Got a piece of Rich who made the shot and a chance now for a three-point play. As Gallimore was out of position, the taller Rich got the ball down low against him after a switch.
That was the third foul on Gallimore.
Wow. Personal fouls starting to add up against Sidney, but Greenville obliges and misses the free throw. 31-26, Sidney by 5. Here's Andre Gordon deep in the right corner, and he's hipped on the play by Gable for Greenville. Bronx cheers again from the Sidney crowd. Deep in the right corner, Gallimore, the playmaker for Sidney. Devin Rogers comes to the sideline. It's McNeil, Alec Gordon, Andre Gordon, Taborn, and Gallimore. Ball thrown into Alec. Alec straight away has got a double screen set for him. Misfires, no good, wide left. Rebound Greenville, Gable. Gives it up out, back to the shooting guard. A long one by Hendricks. Good, a three-pointer. I said that was Devin Hendricks. My mistake, it wasn't number 3. It was Peter Pandy, a 6-foot junior guard, spelled P-A-N-D-E-Y. What a shot by Pandy. Boy, that ignited the crowd here at Greenville. The lead for Sidney was whittled down to 2. And then a beautiful play by Andre Gordon who comes right back for the Yellow Jackets. He sprints 2/3 the length of the floor. Dribble drive into the lane and flipped one in off the glass. Giozzi countering for Greenville. Fakes left, goes right. Herky jerky move on the way to the rim. Missed it, no good. It danced off the iron. But he was tagged on the arm, and he's got 2.
I'll tell you what, I was kind of kidding at halftime about if there's anybody going to be any left, but there might not be anybody left.
But the Yellow Jackets have had about 16 fouls called on them in less than 2.5 quarters. That's an extremely high number. First free throw by Giozzi, swish. Second one, Giozzi for Greenville. Up and in. Boy, you wouldn't expect Greenville to shoot fouls this half as badly as the Green Wave shot him in the first two quarters. Two-point game again, 33-31. It's been as many as 11. Here's Andre Gordon on the arc. Stutter step, foul line. Loops up a fadeaway. In and out. No good. Tough break. Rebound, Taborn. Taborn doesn't shoot it. Instead feeds Alec low on the left. It's down around his knees. Alec was open, but he could not garner the pass. And it's out of bounds to Greenville. Good idea. Just did not execute it.
Well, good idea, except he gave up a 5-foot shot to try to get a 2-foot shot. You got to shoot that one.
4.5 to go, third quarter. 2-point lead, Sidney.
Gable, far left side, the 6'6 wing player for the Green Wave. Gives it up to Pandy between the rings. He's coming off a made three. Now back to Gable. Rich sets a high screen. Threw out the elbow to assist it. The pick and roll back to Rich. Rich, low block, left side, offensive foul. Rich runs over the Sydney player.
JG dropped his shoulder that time, and they're going to call that every time.
It was textbook defense by the Yellow Jackets. Couldn't pick up who it was for Sydney.
Gallimore.
Yeah, I thought it was Cameron. Cameron Gallimore gets the job done at both ends of the floor. Very good defensive stance, that play by him, to attract the charge. Sydney by two. Greenville last trip down, had a chance to tie. Here's the ball thrown to Taborn in the post. Intercepted by Greenville. Long throw down to Rich. Out back to Gable. Three-pointer, 27-footer. Got it. Wow. You can tell by the roar of the Greenville crowd. Gable heaved in a bomb, and Greenville's up one. 34-33. Andre Gordon bounced past to Taborn. Kicked out of bounds by Greenville. The Green Wave on quite a run now. It was a 29-18 game, and that means that 16 of the last 20 points have been scored by the Green Wave. Here's a three-pointer by Alec Gordon of Sydney. Maybe out of his range. Short, no good. Rebound caroms to Greenville in the corner. Fast break, three on two. There's a walk below the rim. Traveling call against Trey Wood. Greenville had numbers, but Trey Wood simply slipped.
Well, Alec Gordon hit that first three. That is not his strength, and sometimes it's a curse to make that first one because now he's taken two more. He hasn't come close on.
Isn't that the truth? You're right, Chuck. Sometimes you don't want the non-three-point shooter to make one early, and then he might believe he can make them on a regular basis. Here's Gallimore down the floor for Sydney, down by two. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Taborn baseline left, spinning, turning toward the basket, turns right around Rich of Greenville, who stuck out the knee. That's the right call. Defensive foul on Greenville. Good work by Taborn. 34-33, Greenville ahead by one.
He got all the pain of taking a charge without getting the results.
Inbounded to Gallimore, deep left corner, triple try, rattles out, no good. Rebounded by Greenville, which seconds ago got its first lead. Dribble drive down the lane. Gable missed it. No good. Gable got the rebound back. He stuck it in. Gable got the put back. He knew where his missed shot was going to go. He snared the rebound, laid it through. Boy, it's 6'6". The way he dribbles and drives, Chuck.
He's impressive.
Because you've got to honor the three. Gable connects at the free throw line. 37-33. Gable with a three-pointer from long distance, then won the old-school way. And Sydney's behind the four, 37-33. Believe it or not, over the last 7 minutes of this game, Greenville has outscored Sydney by a grand spanking total of 15 points. Back in a moment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Chuck, I tell you what, Sydney now shooting second half at the stage end where the rabid Greenville students are, and it's not been to the liking of the Sydney shooters, only 4 points in this quarter.
No, they need to get Taborn down on the block, throwing the ball, and let's see if Greenville can stop him.
McNeil on a weave to Alec Gordon.
Gordon gets the pass, top of the circle, right in the rhythm of the offense. He sinks a triple.
He pointed at me on the way back down, too.
Big hoop out of the timeout. Good play call by Coach Slaughter. 37-36 in favor of Greenville. 2:29 to go here in the third period of play. Gable on the arc. Alec Gordon on him. Fakes left, goes right. Taborn slides over to check him. Ball thrown to Rich at the foul line. Jump shot blocked. Taken away by Sidney. Quickly on the floor, McNeil to Andre Gordon. Baseline left. Got away with a hop in the lane. No, he didn't.
He traveled twice. They got the second one.
Sure did. 2:13 to go in the third quarter. 37-36 in favor of Greenville. Sidney once led 29-18 with about a minute to go in the second quarter. Since then, all Green Wave. Long triple. My goodness. Gable, 27-footer. Missed it long. Long rebound to Sidney. Down the floor, Andre Gordon. A punch. He dunked it. Oh! Andre Gordon with a slam jam dunk on the run out. As Gable's three-pointer ricocheted 25 feet out on the floor, Sidney took advantage. Jackets up one, 38-37. Give and go, Greenville. Rich down the lane. Hits a teammate, Pandy. Driving layup by Pandy is good. Inbound in Sidney and backcourt, and McNeil is tied up. Tied up on the play by Rich. Possession, though, Sidney with a minute 32 to go here in the third quarter. Greenville up a point. 39-38. Here's Gallimore in backcourt. Dribbles over the timeline. Picked up by Wood. Gallimore hangs on. Now gives it to Andre Gordon in motions. Andre's got the deal to his left. Doesn't give it to him. Andre on a drive. Below the rim. Back into the lane to Taborn. He's fouled as he shoots. Lorenzo's got a pair. Unfamiliar sight right here, Chuck. Sidney's at the charity stripe. They're two for two. Free throw by Taborn. He hits it. We're tied at 39. Boy, free throw shot attempts. Greenville well up in the 20s to 3 for Sidney. Second free throw by Taborn. In again. Sidney back on top by one. 40-39. Yellow Jackets by a scant point. 1 minute, 6 seconds to go, third quarter. Up the floor, Gable for Greenville. He's on the arc, 25 feet away. Spin move against Alec Gordon. Loops it off into the left corner to Pandy. Pandy wearing number 5, 6 foot junior guard. And Trey Wood wearing number 4, 5'10 junior guard. Both on the floor. Dribble drive, left side of the lane. Driving is Russell for Greenville. Good shot fake. Laid it in, and he was fouled to boot.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rich took the ball down the lane, drew two defenders, threw a real nice pass, and then Russell did a good job of holding, let the defenders fly by.
Yep. Well, I like the feeding ability of Aaron Rich. Nice complimentary player for Greenville to both Diozzi and the sharpshooter Gable. Rich compliments those two very well. Rich, a nice assist maker, dealt the ball to Russell in the last play. He's not a scorer, only averaging 2 points a game for Greenville, but he converted the foul shot, made the three-point play. Two-point lead Greenville. Here's Taborn in the lane for Sidney. Left corner, Andre Gordon. Herky-jerky move in the lane. Feeds right corner, three-point shooter. It is good! Long three-point bomb by Isaiah Bowser. It was not Gallimore. Big shot by Bowser as Greenville didn't guard him. Sidney up one. Greenville attacking. Three-pointer by Gable. It curls around and comes out. Here comes Sidney with 14 seconds to go. Andre Gordon down the lane. Throws to Gallimore right corner. So it's Bowser. Got it! Got it! Bowser, second straight triple. 3 seconds to go. Sidney up four. Gable left corner. It is no good. It would have counted had it gone. Wow, Sidney has gotten big time lifts tonight. Super play. Alec Gordon, Lorenzo Taborn, Cameron Gallimore, and now Isaiah Bowser with two triples late in the third. And Sidney's up four, 46-42.
on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Well, Sydney scored 4 points in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, but then dropped in 13 in the last three, and Sydney's up four. Good comeback, Chuck. They've got 8 threes. Wow. Here's a three-pointer by Greenville starting the fourth quarter. Giozzi missed it deep in the left corner. Rebound Wood in the lane. Jump shot, no good. Rebound Sydney. Sydney with a two-on-one. Gallimore against Hendricks. Driving layup, good. Gallimore blitz the other way. Cameron with a bucket. 48-42, Sydney. Greenville left side of the floor. It is Pandy. Almost went up and down. Gave it up to Giozzi. Baseline drive around two players. Around the third. He banked it in. Woo! What a play by Giozzi.
Yeah, if nothing else, that got him to his double figures again. That's 10 for Giozzi.
Sydney's done a pretty good job on him all night long. Here is Andre Gordon, left flank, gets a screen. A long distance three by him, no good. Rebounded by Giozzi of Greenville, forecourt right. Quick launch by Giozzi. Well, that was a bad choice. Barely caught iron and hopped out of bounds in the corner. 48-44, Sydney has the team's trade. Very quick, errant three balls. 6:40 to go in the fourth. Here comes Gallimore, timeline for Sydney. Outside the arc on the right to Andre Gordon, left-hand dribble picked up by Rich. Andre's got room, down the lane, and he doesn't plant his feet. That's a shuffle.
That's three travels on him now, second half.
6 minutes, 32 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Big G Walk North game here tonight. Greenville, 7 wins on the year. Greenville, 10. But Greenville up a game over Sydney in the GWAC North standings. Here's Giozzi deep in the left corner for Greenville. He's got a crease. He goes baseline. Makes the runner, and he's fouled. Well-designed play for Clay Giozzi.
Well, he didn't settle to shoot the three that time. He put it on the floor and made Sydney play a little defense.
Yep, his three-point shot has been a little off the mark. But this Clay Giozzi is a very good driver to the basket. He's got a chance for a three-point play here after converting. He makes it. No, no, no. The official far side of the floor says it's not going to count. Greenville was in the lane too soon.
Well, that's a real miscue.
At the 6:13 mark, it's 48-46. Could have been 48-47. Sydney will take it. Yellow Jackets bring it down. Taborn, left side, McNeil, give and go. Taborn, low on the left, double team, ducks under, and makes it anyway. Excellent play by Lorenzo Taborn of Sydney. Good footwork by Lorenzo as he let the defenders fly by. He was clamped down by two men and still got it to go. Here's Greenville throwing cross court. Alec Gordon gets a piece of it. It goes out of bounds into the scorer's table. 50-46, Sydney. 5:46 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Well, you can get away with that against a Troy and a Butler who's not this quick, but you're not going to get away with that pass against Sydney.
Right. Here's Pandy on the arc for Greenville. Head of the circle to Wood. Wood on the bounce. He's picked up by Andre Gordon. Left side, Giozzi. Top of the key. Down the lane. Shovels it. Makes it. Clay Giozzi starting to drive hard toward the basket. He's been effective. 5:20 to go, fourth quarter, 50-48, Sydney. Clay Giozzi, Very adept footwork. Oh, it's an interception by Rich of Greenville. A run out the other way. Lays it in. We're tied. Quickly, Alec Gordon, forecourt right for Sidney. Shot fake to Taborn behind the arc. He guns the three. Good! Lorenzo Taborn. 53-50, Sidney, after Greenville had tied it with four straight. Outside the arc on the right, it is Gable. They clear out for him. He weaves around a couple players and fell down. No call. Loose ball, right corner, touch by Sidney.
Wow, he did touch it too. There was no reason for him to touch that ball.
4 minutes and 40 seconds to go in this game.
Well, Gable looked like he was playing soccer. He got a little contact, and he did the little dive to the ground. You're not going to get that in a basketball game.
Nope. You're right. That's not a tripping call. Here's Gable outside the arc for Greenville. Green wave down three. Trying to work behind the screen as Giozzi gets the screen. Foul line jumper. Blew it. No good. Got the rebound back in the corner. Look at this wild drive. Overshot it. Missed it. Big rebound, Alec Gordon of Sidney. Long pass to Bowser in the corner. Bowser with two big dynamite three-pointers in that third period of play. Help lift Sidney to the lead after three. Here's a three-pointer by Taborn again. My goodness! Wow! Lorenzo Taborn lights it up from three-point land. 56-50 Sidney. Dribble drive, Giozzi down the lane for Greenville. Around one player, a second, and Sidney gets over late, can't draw the charge. It's a two-shot foul. Number four on Gallimore.
10 threes for the Yellow Jackets here, and they're going in spurts. That's the third one by Taborn.
By how many different players, Chuck? At least, what, four?
One, two, three, four, yes.
Yep. 3 minutes, 51 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Greenville with two free throws. Clay Giozzi at the stripe. He is Mr. Automatic this half. And it's 56-51. He cans the first one.
Well, Gallimore just picked up his fourth foul. But the way everybody else is shooting threes, he can sit back here and rest.
He's got a spelling, no doubt about it. McNeil in now for Sidney. Second free throw, Clay Giozzi. Around the rim and down through the cylinder. Taborn, Alec Gordon, McNeil, Bowser, Andre Gordon. For Greenville, it's Hendricks along with Gable, Rich, Giozzi, and Hendricks. At midcourt, Andre Gordon with the ball for Sidney. No pressure applied to Greenville. 3:38 to go in the game. Sidney up 4, 56-52. McNeil down in the block to Taborn. He jostles for position and banks it in. Gable couldn't stop him. Looked like he might have shuffled, got away with a walk, but no call. Sidney says, okay, we'll have it. Greenville drive down the lane. Look at Gable go. He darts to the basket and banks it in on the run. He is so tall and lean. Dribble drive is superb. You can't stop him. And he flipped that one in on the giddy up right down the paint to give Sidney a four-point lead. It had been six. Down to about 3 minutes to go in the game. Sidney up 58-54. Chuck will keep it right here and tell our listeners about Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions. PC and network repair. Upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more at Adams Tech Solutions, repairing iPods and iPads as well. High-quality computer service on time. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Adams Tech Solutions, high quality, and Adam Rice is on time. He's prompt. 58-54, Sidney up four. Don't think I've ever seen a young man 6 feet, 6 inches tall take to the basket quite like Isaiah Gable. At least recently, Chuck, Gable very adept driving it to the hoop.
And then on the other end, we got 6'6 Tabor, who's out there. He's got three threes, so he's counteracting what Gable's doing at the other end.
A monster game by Lorenzo Tabor of Sydney. We're near the three-minute mark. Oh, backdoor play. Bowser shakes loose. What a pass. Oh, beautiful find by Andre Gordon. That was the assist of the night out of the timeout. A big goal by Sydney. Bowser got it. 60-54 in favor of Sydney by six. And Greenville gets careless at midcourt. Greenville touches it last. And I think Giozzi tried to dupe the official.
He did, but that was the correct call.
Yep, he tried to fool the official into thinking Sydney touched it. He didn't go after it real hard. Referee didn't buy it. And then Greenville fouls on the inbounds play. Not the 1-on-1, though, just yet. 16 fouls each way. This half, Chuck, much more even in terms of foul calls.
Foul calls, but not free throw shots.
2:48 to go. Sydney ahead by six, 60-54. Sydney controlling the ball. Five team fouls on Greenville. High left, it's Andre Gordon. Goes into Tabor again. Tabor doesn't shoot in the post, backs out, gives it to Andre. Shot fake, Alec. Goes to the foul stripe, lets it fly. Good! Alec Gordon on the money. Big buckets by Bowser and Gordon here in the fourth quarter. Steal! Look at Bowser take it away. Layup. Got it! Got it! Whew. What a heck of a fourth quarter and third quarter by Isaiah Bowser, who gets another loose ball. Steal by Bowser. Greenville coming unraveled. Three-pointer to Sydney. That was one too many. No good. Rebound by Greenville. 2 minutes left. 10-point lead, Sydney. And Greenville, a bit winded, dribbles up the floor. Near side, it's Gable. Over-guarding by McNeil. Well, it's the one-and-one for the Green Wave. Yellow Jackets did not need that foul right there. 64-54. Sydney, 2 minutes left. Gallimore back on the court. Isaiah Bowser comes off. Kevin Rogers back in. Rogers, Tabor, McNeil, Gallimore, Andre Gordon out there now for Sydney.
Bowser's got a 10-point half going. Tabor's got a 12-point half going.
Boy, Sydney with a number of offensive stars here tonight, Chuck.
I'm going to have trouble picking a Clancy's player of the game for the Yellow Jackets.
Boy, the balance and scoring for this Sydney team is really being spread out. You don't know who to guard because all five starters can light it up. And tonight, Bowser comes in off the bench, and he's red hot. Both free throws made by Greenville. Here's Sydney out of control. Andre Gordon down the lane. Greenville pressed him, and he palmed the basketball.
Again, a freshman mistake. He just needs to slow down. They don't need that at this point. They're up eight.
Sydney was up 10 with 2 minutes to go. A minute 50 left now. Greenville with the ball. 64-56. Sydney leads. Here's Gable on the arc. 28-footer. Oh, my. He shot that one in from downtown Bradford. It's a five-point game. There's a press and a steal. Taken away. Ripped away by Wood of Greenville. And then Greenville is fouled as Sydney's Gallimore reaches back in his anxiety and fouls out. A minute and a half to go in the game, and it's only a five-point contest, and Greenville is shooting free throws. 64-59, Jackets, timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, make a little note, with 2 minutes left in this game, Chuck, Sydney was up 10, 64-54. All of a sudden, Greenville pours in 5 points. Sydney takes an errant shot, makes a couple turnovers, commits a foul, and Greenville is shooting the one-and-one, down five with a minute 34 to go when Sydney had a double-digit lead just 26 seconds ago.
And they were unfortunately playing like they were down five.
Right.
They just need to slow down and quit trying to continue to play so up-tempo with a 10-point lead with 2 minutes to go.
Junior Trey Wood at the free throw line, 1-1 for Greenville, and he swished it. 64-60. Sydney's lead now a scant 4 points.
They've outscored them by 14 points at the free throw line.
Second shot by Wood of Greenville. Got it again. Seven in a row by Greenville in less than a half minute. 64-61. Here's Bowser in backcourt. Throws it up the near side to Andre Gordon. Gallimore's on the bench now. He's fouled out. Left side to Taborn. Cross court to Bowser. McNeil between the rings. They play pitch and catch. Here's McNeil. A little crease down the lane. Doesn't shoot. Out to Andre Gordon. A hooking foul against Giozzi of Greenville. Well, as we highlighted in the pregame, Sydney shoots free throws 55%. Greenville shoots them 75%. That was a common foul on Greenville, the last of them. The next one is number seven. A minute 17 remaining in the game. Inbounded to McNeil, and immediately he is handcuffed on the play by Hendricks of the Green Wave. Clock stopped, a minute 15 to go. And this game for Sydney Chuck will probably be won or lost at the free throw line.
Yeah, they're stepping in there. McNeil has not been at the line. McNeil has not scored tonight. But he has done a real good job defensively, just like he always does.
6'1 senior Daryl McNeil, 1-1 bonus. 75 seconds to go in the game. Yellow Jackets put three. McNeil spins the ball in his hands, and he misses it long. No good. Rebounded by Greenville. It came down to Gable. Backcourt to Giozzi. A three-pointer ties. On top to Hendricks. Left flank, it's Gable. 30 feet away. High screen from Rich. Right corner, Giozzi. Shot fake. Drives unmolested to the basket. And blew it! He missed a four-footer. A bunny. Rebound of a Taborn. And then he threw it out of bounds. Taborn threw it into the exit way in the corner. Sydney has got to tighten down the nerves and play with more poise. 52 seconds to go. Greenville ball down three. Giozzi missed a chippy for him.
Yeah, he thought he was going to get hammered.
Uh-oh, steal by Sydney. Taken away by Bowser. Outlet to Andre Gould for the layup. A teardrop in front. What a steal by Bowser. Five-point game, 40 seconds to go. Three-pointer, right corner. Good! Trey Wood hits it for Greenville. Timeout called. A half minute to go. 64-66. Sydney by two. Back in a half minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, our Sydney boys games this year that we have covered have been terrific.
Yeah, they've been action-packed, fun to watch, great crowds. This has been a lot of fun.
35.5 to go. Just over a half minute remaining. Sydney basketball into the floor. Greenville doesn't need to foul. Greenville can play good defense for 10 or 12 seconds. 10 players in backcourt. Sydney up two. 35.5 remaining. It's inbounded to Rogers. Handoff on the play to Andre Gordon. Gordon sprints up the near side. And before he can reach the timeline and deal the ball off to Isaiah Bowser, Andre Gordon is chased and bumped on the play by Wood. 18 fouls on Greenville, 1-1 for Andre Gordon. Well, needless to say, this first free throw by Andre is very critical. 1-1 situation. Greenville down 2. Free throw Andre Gordon is no good. It is too long. Greenville's got the board. A 2 ties. A 3 puts Greenville on top. 19 seconds to go. Giozzi top of the circle. Hedged by Tabor. Giozzi's 35 feet away. Ball knocked out of bounds by Andre Gordon. No, it's not. Loose ball baseline. Picked up by Rich. Rich drives and scores. And he's fouled. He's fouled. Lorenzo Tabor fouls Rich, who got the loose ball in the corner. I thought it went out of bounds for a second.
We can't see that corner, but I'll tell you what a drive to the basket.
Greenville for the lead. The shot by Rich is good. Greenville up one. Unbelievable. 8 seconds to go. Sydney at midcourt. Andre Gordon, top of the circle, lost it. Got it back with 4 to play. Down inside to Tabor.
Oh,
my goodness. Lorenzo
time out.
Lorenzo on the block was about ready to shoot in a 4-footer, and timeout was called.
Wow. Okay. I'm not sure why they wanted that timeout right there. They got the ball to exactly who they wanted to.
Well, Andre Gordon at the top of the key, Chuck, a little jittery, fumbled the ball. I think Coach Slaughter became nervous. But then the pass went quickly to Tabor as the timeout was being signaled.
Wow.
And I don't think we had even 4 seconds remaining.
3.8, if I remember.
Well, the Greenville Green Wave trailed by 10 points, 64-54, with 2 minutes to go.
Just really didn't take care of the basketball, took silly shots, and missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s. That's a recipe for disaster in a basketball game.
And the Green Wave, with a sensational comeback, have gone ahead on a 3-point play by power forward Aaron Rich, a 6'3 junior. The floor became somewhat scattered on Greenville's last possession. I thought Sydney had pried the ball loose and knocked it out of bounds. Greenville saved it in the corner. Rich had 1-on-1 on the baseline, scored it, was fouled, made it. Here's Sydney inbounding in the left corner. Here's a drive to the basket by Andre Gordon. It's good! It's gone! Oh, what a beautiful inbounds play. Andre Gordon with a sensational reverse layup at the buzzer. The inbounds play drawn up by Coach Slaughter was executed to perfection. And Chuck, with 3.8 remaining, that's how you get it done.
Well, I'll tell you what, he is such a quick young man. And when he caught the ball, the defense was a little out of position. He did a great job of taking it to the rim. One heck of a, almost said a bad word, one heck of a basketball hit.
Woo! My goodness gracious. Head coach Andy Slaughter for Sydney. He knew, Chuck, what he had in mind for us. He knew what was in store. I'm going to call a timeout with 3.8 to go, and we're still going to win it. And the Jackets got it done. What a heck of a play drawn up by Coach Slaughter. Executed to perfection by the Yellow Jackets. A screen set on the baseline for Andre Gordon, and he took it right to the cup, made a reverse layup. It was rolling on the rim as the buzzer sounded. It tickled the twine, and Sydney wins on the road, 68-67 at Greenville. It was bedlam, Chuck, in the last second, because we are amidst the Sydney cheering section, which is filing out now.
Wow.
With glee, with glee on their faces.
Well, that was a game that Sydney absolutely, if they want to have any chance to catch Trotwood, had to win, and they pulled it out at the buzzer. This is not an easy place to win a basketball game.
Nope. And for all but the final 3.8 seconds of the last 2 minutes, Greenville dominated. 64-54, Sydney with 2 to go. And with under 4 seconds left, Greenville had inched in front by a score of 67-66 on a three-point play by Rich. And then when it looked like Sydney might have cooked their own goose, a timeout called when Dayborn was about ready to bank in a short shot on the block with under four to play. Sydney had to throw the ball back in bounds with so little time on the clock, 3.8. And Andre Gordon made a sensational driving layup. He reversed it around Gable at the rim, used the rim to help defend. I tell you what, for a ninth grader, Chuck, with all the pressure on him, that is, you just don't see that but once in a blue moon.
Well, he thought he was a starting quarterback on the football team, so he has seasoned himself as a freshman. But I guarantee you that in that time, an entire timeout, Greenville talked all the time about making sure that Dayborn did not get to the rim and catch the inbound pass, and they left Gordon all by himself, and he won the game for them.
You think maybe Greenville was trying to invite someone to take a long shot, but that certainly didn't work because there was so much space there. Gordon was able to take it to the baseline. He was defended late by a Greenville player, but by then he was on his move up to the rim.
Well, they had two people in the lane looking at Dayborn. They were not going to let him. And I think, again, a very nice job by Coach Slaughter to set up the deception because it looked like they were going to roll Dayborn down to the block. He did not roll. They threw the ball into Gordon, and he had a wide-open lane going to the rim.
Yeah.
And as a Greenville player, and this is easy to say because I'm 64 almost and I played forever, man, you got to foul him and make him go shoot a free throw because he was 0 for 1, and there's a lot more pressure in shooting two free throws to win the game than there is to shoot a layup.
Yeah, Andre's percentile at the stripe on the year is in the 50s.
Right.
I think it's 55-56%, somewhere in that area. But, wow, Coach Slaughter may very well have had option A, option B there at the end of the game. I think Dayborn was target number one. Greenville covered him up, and rightfully so.
Right.
Gave too much room to Andre Gordon, and the ninth grader turned on the Jets. He zipped along the baseline, and just like they do it in the NBA, he made a dazzling reverse layup so fast. All that happened in less than 3.8 because the ball was through and bouncing on the floor, I think, when the buzzer went off. Greenville had no chance, though, to get a timeout.
I don't know. It was so loud in here. Even if they were yelling timeout, nobody was going to get one.
Chuck, it'd be nice if maybe somehow, some way, for at least a minute, we could get Coach Slaughter on here at the end of the game. Well, I'll check with Athletic Director Mitch Hoyne and see if he can reel in Coach Slaughter. Let's take a two-minute break. I'll try to make that happen. We'll come back after the two-minute break. Highlight Brookins, one of our game sponsors. You're totaling up the scoring. We'll return here shortly. Sydney with a miraculous win, 68-67, after Greenville down 10 had taken the lead with 3.8 to go. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Welcome back to Greenville High School, where Sydney has nipped the green wave in a thriller. 68-67, Yellow Jackets pull it out of the fire. Up 10 with 2 minutes to go, 64-54. Wind up winning by one on an Andre Gordon driving hoop at the buzzer. Head coach Andy Slaughter, who's a big part of Sydney High School's basketball resurgence, is here with us in the postgame. Coach, tell us about the last 2 minutes. You played a great game all night long. The Greenville is so hard to guard. Gable and Giozzi dribble drive so well. They shoot the three. You've got to respect them on the arc. Sydney played a tremendous game. Had it in the hip pocket. Up 10, 64-54 with two to go. Then unraveled a little bit. But give your club credit. Great, great call during the timeout. Tell us what you drew up to get the last field goal.
Well, first off, thank you for those kind words. We always do something that has a couple options.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, obviously we felt like Andre has the advantage and he's able to get to the rim pretty easily. So, you know, we wanted to draw something up where he had the option going to the rim.
Yeah.
And also where our big guy, Taborn, who I felt like had a heck of a game tonight, had an option to get the ball into him quickly, too. You know, Dre took the drive to the rim, had Renzo, you know, on an option, and Dre did a great job getting to the rim and finishing. You know, you can't say enough about that, you know what I mean, just getting there, finishing at the basket like he did tonight. You know, I thought our guys did a great job of fighting and finishing and playing through a lot of adversity tonight. Greenville's a very, very tough place to play and a very, very tough place to get a win. You know, going through, looking at some of our stuff here, five guys in double figures tonight. Is anytime you can put five guys in double figures, that's a big thing. One of our goals coming into the night, we wanted to hold Gable and Giozzi to about 35-ish. Coaches talk all the time, well, let's take this kid away or shut this kid down, and that's not an option with these two guys. You know, Gable and Giozzi are two of the best players in the GWAC, hands down, bar none anywhere. And, you know what I mean, I'm not sure what we got them at.
Will you take 34?
I'll take 34. You know what I mean? We said if we could hold them under 35, and make their role guys kind of have to do a little bit more tonight, we felt like we'd have a chance to win. Apparently, we held them at 34, so it's a good thing we didn't give up 35. We might still be playing.
How in the world do you play well enough to offset the difference in free throw shot 30-6? You talk about adversity. That is it, supreme style.
I'm going to quote my favorite coach of all time. That was amazing. It was just amazing. You know, the fact that they shot 30 free throws and we shot 6, it was amazing. I guess that's the best way to put it, to quote Coach K. But our guys did a great job of just never hanging our head, of never getting down. You know, even when, you know, things kind of started unraveling there in the last minute and a half, 2 minutes, you know, we were up like 64-54 with two and a half left, something like that. And they hit a couple shots, got a couple weird ones and things. You know, Gallimore, our senior leader, fouls out. Our guys, that at no point in time did myself or my guys ever feel like we were going to lose.
Right.
You know, we felt like we were going to finish and we were going to win. We talk about finishing all the time. Something we're still working at getting better at, you know what I mean? But I felt like, you know, at no point in time did they ever give up. We always are going to fight. That's the great thing about Sydney basketball right now, is we're going to fight to the end no matter what. It doesn't matter if we're up 5, down 5, up 10, down 10, up 50, down 50. We're going to fight and we're going to play hard and we're going to play through adversity, and we're going to take care of the basketball a little bit better, hopefully, in the future. But, you know, we did a really good job, I felt like, of just – executing and finishing at the end of a game.
Yep.
It's really hard. Greenville does a great job of playing their band every time out right here by our bench. So makes it a little bit hard to hear sometimes when we're trying to draw stuff up and do things. But, you know, we did a great job. McNeil set a great screen. Tate went through a good pass, good entry pass. Did a good job sliding in, drawing his man out of the way, so Andre had a clear hoop to the rim right there, or a clear route to the rim. So, you know, we did a good job executing and finishing right there, which if you're going to finish any of them, finish the last one, I guess. So,
well, Coach Andy Slaughter of Sydney, our guest, following tonight's win by the Yellow Jackets over Greenville by 8 point, 68-67. Everybody playing with so much confidence on your team. Alec Gordon starts out red hot. Lorenzo Taborn, the middle half of the game, is sensational. Gallimore is very good throughout the contest. Isaiah Bowser comes in off the bench. Sparkling second half by him. Great performances all the way.
Up and down. Yeah. You know what I mean? The one thing we don't talk about when you look at the book, you know what I mean? Isaiah Bowser came in. Yeah. We've really been working with him, and he hit two of the biggest threes of his career. You know what I mean? Probably the two biggest threes of his career.
Sure did.
You know what I mean? Isaiah played a great game tonight. Don't forget, Isaiah was one of the guys chasing around, you know, Clay and Isaiah the whole time, too. You know, the one thing I'll say, the guy that always gets missed in all this stuff, because he never shows up here in the scorebook, is McNeil. Because McNeil just, you know what I mean, just I felt like flustered Giozzi a little bit. And just I felt like they were a little bit tired at the end. And that's a credit to Dale McNeil and the job he did defensively, just hustling his butt off all night long. You know what I mean? He didn't get here, you know, putting some points up, but we won because he was able to hold those guys down a little bit. Contain them, I guess, would be a good word, because you can't shut those guys out. But he did a great job containing them defensively, and he's done that for us all year long, no matter who we've been playing against. So he's done a really, really good job of that. Devin Rogers, the same thing, coming in, playing some big minutes inside for us tonight. Got in a little foul trouble early. But Alec, you know, starting off the game, I think he had our first seven or something like that. You know what I mean? At nine, I see in the first quarter there, just did a great job giving us that lift, that, hey, you know what? Everybody's kind of focuses on Gallimore, on Taborn, on Andre, and he did a good job doing that. You know what I mean? I don't know what he ended up with here tonight. 14 from him and 10 from Isaiah, so 24 points from those guys. If we can start to get those guys to start stepping up and scoring like that, you know, throw Rogers in the mix a little bit and McNeil, points here, we can be a pretty good ball club.
Coach Slaughter, one final question I have to ask you. I'm sure it was going through your mind when the ball was being fumbled with about 6 seconds to go by Andre Gordon at the top of the key, and then eventually he found the handle with about 4 or 5 seconds to go, zipped it inside to Lorenzo on the block, low left, and it looks like with four and a half to go, he is positioning himself for a short banker. It's not a chippy, but darn near a chippy to win the game, and we've got a timeout call because you had an even better play set up.
I don't know about that. What I'll say is I'm not going to lie to you. I'm 100% honest. That's every coach's nightmare. Every coach's nightmare is that he puts that in. I call a timeout. We run something. We don't score, and we get beat. In my defense, I called that timeout with about 7 or 8 seconds left when the ball was on the ground trying to get a timeout so we'd retain possession of the basketball and nothing happened and we'd have a chance to win. Because Taborn kind of said the same thing. Coach, I got a layup. And I'm like, I called it with about 6 or 7 seconds left out here, Renzo. But, you know, a similar thing happened last year at Bell Fountain. Eric Beigel had a breakaway, was going in, caught a pass, and went in for a layup. And we were down one. I called timeout. You know what I mean? And he was like, what's going on? And we ran another set out of bounds right there, and Gallimore got a game winner at Bell Fountain last year. So I got lucky a couple times in that regards. I'm hoping that continues. Somebody must be looking down on me because I know I'm not that smart.
Coach Andy Slaughter, extremely exuberant. You have a right to be just that.
Hey, we are very, very happy. Anytime you can come into Greenville and get a win, especially playing a team that is the caliber of these guys, Mike does a great job with these guys, and they're always ready to play. So, you know, we're very, very pleased to come out with a win tonight.
I look forward to that last game of the year when Greenville returns to Sydney.
It should be a barn burner.
And, Coach, your entire roster has bags packed. They're at the bottom of the bleachers. The bus's engine is running.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great night. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Coach Slaughter of Sydney, Yellow Jackets, Edge, Greenville, 68-67, after blowing a 64-54 lead with 2 minutes left in this game. A terrific win by Sydney tonight. Everybody came up big, a lot of heroes. Chuck, there were many stars for the Yellow Jackets. I'm not so sure you can give out just one Clancy's tonight.
Well, I picked two, but you know what? I could truly give out six because, like he said, McNeil did an outstanding job defensively, and then he had five guys in double figures. But Lorenzo Taborn scored 10 points in the fourth quarter, two threes in the fourth quarter. And the other one is Isaiah Bowser. I don't think that they, you know, you expect Gallimore to get 15 to 20 for you, but you don't expect Isaiah to come off the bench and score 10.5 and hit those two huge threes from the corner.
You're right.
And so those are the Clancy's players of the game, Bowser and Taborn.
And you're right. Without either one of those young men, Sydney loses this game tonight. Without either one of those two.
Well, and then, but you lose it without Gordon. You lose it without the other Gordon. I could bankrupt Clancy's, but I think I better stick with two.
A lot of MVPs tonight for Sydney. That's what we're trying to say. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
5 players in double figures tonight for Sydney as the Yellow Jackets nip Greenville at the buzzer, 68-67. Sydney led 17-13 after 1, 29-20 at the half, 46-42 at the end of 3. Although Greenville was up at one point in the third quarter before, 37-33. And then Sydney seemed to take over the game midway fourth quarter, pushed the lead to 10 with 2 minutes to go. Back came Greenville as the Green Wave took a lead of 167-66 with 3.8 to go. Andre Gordon with a great driving layup along the baseline, reversed it up and in around Gable, who got there late. That was the game winner. Chuck, don't know what more we can say, but it was a phenomenal high school basketball game.
It was worth the price of admission.
It sure was. I'll run down our anchor underwriting sponsors for you, then sign off tonight. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Don't forget, tomorrow we've got the Anna Rockets girls team back in action, 2:30 tip on the web at 2:10. Middletown Madison, a team that's over 500 and is playing good basketball, is at Anna. Lady Rockets on a roll. Of course, the girls' draw coming up 1 week from Sunday should be very interesting. Anna needs to continue to win to lock up that number one seed in girls Division III. On the web at 2:10 tomorrow, tip off at 2:30, Anna and Middletown Madison. Then tomorrow night from Rushi, it's that annual battle between the Rushi boys and the Versailles boys, a boundary war, we might as well say, Chuck, a dark Shelby County boundary war, Versailles-Rushi tomorrow night. I understand the tip-off is at 8. I don't think it's been moved up. We're on the web at 7:40 tomorrow evening. Sydney JVs looked pretty good tonight, too, in beating Greenville.
Yeah, they won by 11.
Mm-hmm. good job in the Sydney JVs. A double-dip win tonight for Sydney, 11 in the preliminary game, and a one-point photo finish for Sydney in the nightcap.
They lost the freshman game, but that was close, too. I got here just in time to see the end of that one.
That, too, was a very good game. Three fine contests played here at Greenville tonight as Sydney wins two of three, including the nightcap. For Rhett Jesch, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, this is Jack Kramer saying good night from Greenville, where Sydney, in a cliffhanger, wins at the buzzer over Greenville, 68-67.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.